This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Decision to impeach a governor. The Decatur Park District will host its annual Critter Egg Hunt at Scoville Zoo Saturday from 1 to 2. It's free for kids from the ages of walking to 10 years old. The event includes an egg hunt for kids with special needs as well. Zoo admission will be $3 before and after the hunt. You can learn more at DecaturParks.org. Don't forget our website now, Decatur.com.
There should be no fine. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Former President Trump just posted that on Truth Social today. He's on deadline to post a bond to appeal what he calls a fake and ridiculous ruling in a civil fraud case in New York. More than $450 million is what that bond would be worth. Attorney General Letitia James is waiting.
She could freeze the former president's bank and brokerage accounts, collect rents from Trump's tenants, and initiate proceedings to seize some of Trump's New York properties. The former president, though, has his own legal avenues. He can appeal to higher courts. He can sell properties to raise funds and seek financial assistance from wealthy supporters.
Fox's Eric Shawn outside a court in New York City where the former president is expected to be soon in a criminal case.
The hush money trial against former President Trump was supposed to begin today, but new evidence has meant that he is due instead to attend a hearing where his attorneys are expected to ask for another postponement. He has pleaded not guilty to charges of falsifying business records. Prosecutors say was part of an effort to keep adult film star Stormy Daniels from going public in the run-up to the 2016 presidential election.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Boeing is going to get a new pilot.
Boeing CEO David Calhoun is stepping down, though he will remain in his leadership role until the end of the year. Calhoun says he needs to complete the critical work underway to stabilize and position the company for the future. In a letter to employees, Calhoun says it's been the greatest privilege of his life to serve Boeing.
Fox's Denny Cassola. This after Boeing failed some FAA audits while under investigation over issues with planes, including the one with a door plug blowout on an Alaska Airlines flight in January. Days after the terror attack, ISIS carried out in Russia, killing more than 130 people. Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox he's worried terrorists could be part of the surge of migrants crossing into the U.S. illegally.
Really high probability that at least four are members of an organization like this.
Four suspects in that Friday attack went to court in Russia. One was in a wheelchair. All appear to have been beaten. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, Father's Day, graduation season right around the corner. And if you're looking for a really great, unique gift, you got to check out the personalized receiver covers from my friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, they're available for Henry's Golden Boy and Golden Boy Silver rifles, which come in three calibers, 22 LR, 22 Magnum, and 17 HMR. Just go to henryusa.com and type in personalized in your search box. Well, there you're going to find a link to the product page with step-by-step instructions. They can engrave any message that you want, up to 20 words, and the process is easy, it's simple, it's affordable, and it doesn't require a gunsmith. Check out Henry's personalized receiver covers if you're looking for a great gift for dads or grads. Make sure you get their free catalog. They mail it with free decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com. You get the free catalog, free decals. They have 200 rifle, shotguns, revolvers to choose from, and you're going to love this company. I know I do.
The U.S. says a Russian claim that Ukraine was involved in the plot to carry out that deadly terror attack at a concert hall Friday is not true, as Russia again launches missiles at Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, injuring at least seven people today.
A city official says two ballistic missiles were launched from occupied Crimea, but both were intercepted, their debris causing casualties. Posting on X, formerly Twitter, the Ukrainian foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba says it's a reminder his country urgently needs U.S.-made Patriot air defense systems. The U.S. ambassador to Ukraine agreeing there's not a moment to lose when it comes to providing Ukraine with assistance. Bridget Brink alleges Russia's been using hypersonic missiles. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Now here in the U.S., maybe spring, of course, winter weather not done yet in parts of the country. People in upstate New York and northern New England digging out from a storm that dumped over a foot of snow over the weekend. And today
we have blizzard warnings in effect from Colorado up towards Iowa. That means not only heavy snow, but blowing snow, making travel impossible in some of these areas with wind gusts in excess of 30 to 40 miles per hour. And that's going to continue to ramp up.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean on Wall Street. Stocks could drop to start the week. Futures down modestly before the opening bell this hour. It's down to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. One of the top regional seeds barely made it.
And it is over. The Houston Cougars survive.
Houston outlasted Texas A&M in overtime on TNT to advance. Two other regional top seeds also moved on, Connecticut and Purdue. Clemson upset a three-seed Baylor. Alabama, Duke, Marquette, and San Diego State also won. In the women's tournament, top seeds South Carolina and Texas advanced to the Sweet 16, along with Duke and Stanford, Baylor, Colorado, LSU, and Oregon State. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
At BC Bank, we're proud to connect communities through financial outreach and economic opportunity. Building a stronger, more vibrant community, BC offers tools and resources to individuals, families, and business owners to achieve financial success. Building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. BC Bank, member FDIC. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
Spring into fashion at the Shop on Main. Stop in today to see the beautiful selection of vibrant colors and apparel. Fun and beautiful accessories, including the new Chala handbags and soft fuzzy bunnies for your Easter celebrations. Remember, Easter is early this year, so don't delay. And if you're looking for a fun girls' lunch, join us at the Decatur Club for informal modeling on March 27th. You don't have to be a member for this open dining experience. Call Jeff for reservations. Shop on Main, 407 North Main, downtown Decatur.
Here's a look at your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast today. Showers likely mainly after 5 p.m., mostly cloudy, high of 62. For tonight, showers and a chance of thunderstorms, low of 51. We could see wind gusts as high as 48 miles per hour. Tuesday, more wind, more chances of rain, more chances of thunderstorms. Partly sunny and a high of 56. Then Wednesday, mostly sunny, high near 46. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 54 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:06. This look at your weather, it's brought to you by Shop on Main, downtown Decatur. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday edition of Byers & Company. A lot to get to here today. So we continue on with F1, the NCAA tournament. There's all kinds of stuff to talk about. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a action-packed Monday. Late game for the Illini Thursday. I saw that 9:06, 9:09, whatever that tip-off is. That's, if you do an early morning radio show.
Yeah, that is pretty late. They got to fit them all in and they got to, there's all sorts of factors that come into travel logistics, but then also television priority and all of that.
Yeah.
Comes into play.
It happens. And that's just sort of the way, you know, you have to deal with it.
Yeah.
I'm used to it. I watch F1. I got to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I got to, you know, stay up to 4 o'clock in the morning. It's never convenient.
Yeah. I got home after wrestling and the race was on. I'm like,
oh, I was wrestling.
Oh, it was a blast.
You were over in Springfield?
Yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah?
It was so much fun. The crowd, The Rock has really brought – he was not there, but he has brought eyeballs to this thing. The whole Bank of Springfield Center was just crowded. Hours before it, parking was $6, literally 20 feet from the door.
That's great.
It was perfect.
I'm sure someone complained about that.
Yeah. I mean, you could have parked for free somewhere else, but, man, like they had event parking and somebody taking the ticket, and I'm like – We're pot committed. Let's pull in. Then I look. It says six. I'm like, what number fell off in front of that?
Yeah.
Six. No, it's straight up $6.
$6. It's amazing. Awesome.
Yeah, very, very fun experience. And the crowd was really into it. All the big stars were there. And
yeah.
A little kid got brought into the ring unexpected for fun. And I enjoyed it.
All right. Well, that's good. Did you take you had a group over there?
It was just the three of us.
Okay.
Yeah, wonderful time. Sat three rows from the ring.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
You get hit with sweat and stuff.
No, but what you do get to see, and I'll take a moment for this, is even the bad guys, the good guys, a lot of times in the front rows are people there from like Make-A-Wish or, you know, programs.
That's very cool.
And you get to see some secret interactions with them that it's like heartwarming. It'll almost bring you to tears.
That's great.
Yeah. Like, hey, you keep an eye on the ref for
me. That's the upside of athletes, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of it, and there's probably, you know, 98% of that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So I get up, I ignore all of the news feeds, even though I want to know what's going on with all the basketball.
Yeah, I couldn't look at my phone for anything.
I know, so I just had to like stay away from it. And I get up and I turn it on, and I didn't watch any of the, you know, Martin Brundle on the track stuff, just the race itself. And what was it, lap three, Max's, you know, he has that weird sort of brake lockup
and the smoke.
And then Carl Sainz overtakes him, which you just don't see.
No, he blew by him.
Yeah, like what the heck? Now, I didn't know if he just locked up or you know what. The next thing you know, the smoke starts billowing out. And by the time he gets to the pits, I mean, it's like an explosion out the side, and everything's on fire, and the back part of the tire and car, and they put it out, and he has the reaction you expect him to have. You know, he's
just put his hand to his temple and
just
effing stupid.
Yeah, absolutely. helmet off, and he's roaring mad.
Oh,
and that's just the competitor in him. And then you've got a race after that. And you're not, I mean, you've got a real race.
Yeah.
I keep thinking, you know, if Sergio hadn't been knocked back those two, you know, because he qualified third and then got back, knocked back to starting fifth, which I really there's got to be a way to punish the team and not the driver in those situations.
Well, the team is being punished.
Yeah, but it's so unfair to the driver.
I mean, but there's one. That's the emotion of it, is that it's his fault. The team's car, the team's body.
No, I get it. But it's just, it was their mistake. I mean, it's still dangerous on the track or whatever. So you got to have, I get that. It seems funnel. It would be like calling a guy out at second base because something the coach did on the bench. You know, it's like, but it is what it is. Those are the rules. So I wish that had not happened. So I could have seen what happened if he'd been a little bit more.
Well, they could have done it the way you like. And not the way you like, but all right, team. We're going to move you back two spots at the end. I mean,
either way, but it was an exciting race.
It was very fun.
And it's also, I think, Carlos and Ferrari got a little taste of what it's like out there in front in clean air and what you can do with a car.
My driver finished second and knew in the post-race interview, he said he knew by like lap two that he was second at best. So when you see him get the trophy, his disappointment phase.
I couldn't understand anything Gunther was saying.
No.
Which was, I thought, really weird. Because
I think that was sound.
I don't know. The other two didn't seem to have any problem.
I heard noise because he totally spaced. He didn't know what he said at all.
Yeah.
It was being loud.
Happened a couple of times, though. He's like, and he just kind of shook his head at the end. Like, I can't understand this guy.
He just looks so disappointed with holding his second place trophy. And
dude's got a, he's got this, he's got a car to perform in.
I know.
And Carlos seems like maybe he's not of those two. He seems like he has Leclerc has way more raw talent.
Yeah.
And speed.
And beats him 2-1 in trials.
And all that. Everything. But when it comes to getting around all 58 laps, Carlos seems to be he's pretty smart.
He's the steadier of the two.
Maybe a little more tactician.
Yeah.
You know, how to get a little more out of the tires.
Charles admittedly races with reckless abandonment sometimes. Yeah. And it burns him.
Yep. It's the difference between Max and Sergio.
That's exactly right.
It's the difference between George and Lewis. You know, I think you see a lot of that out there.
Yeah.
And I think that the person who I think Charles probably is not worried about his job, but it's like, hey, we're bringing in Lewis Hamilton. Yeah. I can barely be number one over Carlos Sainz.
Yeah.
Everybody's. I thought, it's never happened in the history of F1 where they brought every single driver back to every single team.
Right.
I didn't realize that was just going to be the drama trampoline that it's become about next year.
Yeah.
But it was fun to watch. It was a good race.
I felt bad for Logan Sargeant not getting to race, but I was thinking of like all the things he could say, like, glad my car didn't score any points. This time it wasn't me in it. Mm-hmm. Just all the things he could say.
I read, I like Alex Albon.
I do too.
And he said he was very complimentary of Logan Sargeant about being a consummate professional and teammate and all that. I like Williams. I like where they're going. I like their principle. I think that they've got a whole new look on life. They've got such a great storied tradition. People like, for me, you know, they've just always been at the bottom of the pack, but for a long time. I mean, Ayrton Senna left a major program to go to Williams.
I had read that they literally were running their data through Microsoft Excel spreadsheets.
I read that.
And not and James proprietary said, software.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
So he brings that Mercedes expectation level to a team, but he doesn't seem to be crazy with it. Like, I mean, he's taking one step at a time, and here's what we have to work
with.
He's
bringing a sledgehammer, but it's measured.
Yeah.
It's very measured.
Because he doesn't have one of those, like, volatile, he's not Toto Wolff at all. In fact, he was probably a good balance for Toto Wolff while there at Mercedes. So anyway, it was an interesting race, but you just look up and down and all the drama, and everybody's talking about, when I looked at the race, I'm like, okay, this is a lot of young guys up here. And then I look down the list and I still see the people that are beneath Oliver Bearman's one race with no preparation time at all in a Ferrari. And he still has outscored, literally tied with Yuki Tsunoda after three full races. Mm-hmm. He is ahead of Nico, Hulkenberg, Magnussen, Albon, Guozhan Yu, Daniel Ricciardo, Esteban Ocon, Pierre Gasly, Valtteri Bottas, and Logan Sargeant.
Yeah, who's now 21st on the grid.
Yes. Well, in fairness to him, he didn't even get a race, you know, this weekend, and they scored no points anyway.
Right.
So I think about holding on to Pierre or Esteban or Danny Rick or Guozhan, or especially Magnussen and Hulkenberg, who are way older. Hulkenberg's never had a podium.
No.
He's the longest standing driver to have never even been on the podium. Why would you not take a chance on some of these young guys?
I think in their case at the time, it was just they're trying to get baseline on the car. So knowing that you have basically two of the same driver and you have two of the same car, they can track and get all the data. But when you're ready to start taking a step forward, it's not going to be with those drivers.
No.
They're going to have to get young guys or try to pilfer a star from another team.
Yep.
But it's time.
But you've got... You know, Max is a young guy, but came up so early, right? That he's more like the veterans, you know, to me. But between, and certainly Sergio, but like Carlos and your guy and Oscar and Lando and George, I mean, there's a lot of young guys. But Liam Lawson, I mean, there's a lot of young guys in the wings. And I keep looking at this over and over. So, I mean, what would, like, let's say your Haas or your, you know, Williams or your Kick Sauber or Team RB. What's the worst that can happen?
You'll be exactly
what's happening already now.
Exactly where you are.
Yeah.
And so in some of those cases, it's partnerships, it's marketing, it's data. It's not you're not trying to win.
No. But I think about even somebody like Yuki, clearly, there's a big audience in Japan. Well, you've got Iwasa is a Red Bull driver in Japan racing that circuit right now.
I think Yuki's pretty good.
Yuki's not good. Yuki has, he only looks good because he's got Ricardo doing nothing.
Yeah.
He's got literally the same amount of points as Oliver Bearman.
I'm so sad for Daniel Ricciardo because it's.
I am too. I'm not rooting for it.
It's got to be over. I mean, unless.
He won't last the season, I don't think. I mean, if you took Nick DeVries out, the same car for this same thing, I think it was six races in last year, right? Yeah. That's got to be Liam Lawson coming back.
He would have had 10th place, I think, if he wouldn't have gone outside track limits on qualifying. But then, I mean, he feels like a 12th place driver.
Yeah, he's 17th, and I don't know why he's 17th. I don't know why 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 are all 0 points, but in order.
It might be, in some cases, laps finished. I think that's one of the tiebreakers.
Maybe, but the end result is still zero.
Yeah, you have no points. Yeah, who cares? You're tied for last.
But I wanted to tell you, even though my guy was out, not my guy, but my guy's teammate was out. I really enjoyed the race because it just gave a whole different, not that this is the same coverage you get every week. You're just fighting for second and third. Mm-hmm. This was fighting for first, second, and third the way you would see it.
Yes. Signs figured out how to get off TV.
Yeah, he
just
did.
Get way out ahead.
And he wasn't like 12 seconds, no. You know, 18 seconds ahead.
No, he was three or four and then a little bit more. Yeah. Well, he was because he took that pit and came back out.
That's
so
right.
He was
21 seconds at one point. Yeah. Yeah,
he did. He crawled out there.
That just shows you that if you have a decent car, meaning not bottom of the pack, but upper, you know, Mercedes, you know, Ferrari, McLaren, Aston Martin, even, you get out front. Like Max does. And man, it's not that hard to get that clean air and just stay out of all the trouble.
That's exactly right. No, nothing holding you back.
And the only time you got to worry is later in the race when you're lapping people.
Right.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I was happy for your Ferrari team.
It was a lot of fun. Good weekend.
Okay. Congratulations. I didn't know. I saw on Facebook that Alec Goss is now the new executive director of Gallery 510. Did you know this in the art world?
I just heard about it. I just heard
like
about
just
it.
Now, me or
no,
just,
no, no,
you
just
heard...
the other day.
Okay,
yeah,
I didn't know that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Very talented.
Yeah. Oh my God, I own some of his work.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some of his work is hanging in my
right.
So
I love it.
That's great. I think new generation, new art, and that's not any sort of slight at all towards past. I just think it's when you bring in young people, like we were just having the conversation about F1, right?
Yeah.
New life, new blood, new kind of thought process. It's a good thing.
It absolutely is. It's exciting for me. A lot of the efforts being made by different organizations, individuals, groups, here in the community on the art world. And I think that fast forward a few months, much like these construction projects and business projects that are being developed, you're going to start to see a lot more art around and being part of your day to day life.
I hope so. I really do. We already, and I have to check myself because I like want everything now.
Yeah.
And I realize that it's a flaw. Sometimes it works, you know, to push.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just not realistic. There's a lot more than there used to be.
Oh, no question about that.
And in a fairly short order.
That's right.
Compared to what it had been for a long time, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and conversations are frequent now, and they're different. They're not like theoretical.
Right.
It's now like, how are we going to sort? It's logistical.
When we first started talking about this, I had a folder called Boom Goes the Dynamite. This would give you some time perception, like when that phrase would have been around.
from that kid.
Right.
The sportscaster
would fill in. Yeah. But I mean, just to give you just a time perspective. And you would have to sort of really try to get people to envision what murals look
like. That's right.
Right? Or sculptures or whatever.
And how it enhances the how it just putting something there makes it better.
Yeah.
Now
people can see that with their own two eyes and
yeah, clearly. I have a wall or I have a green space that I would like something there. I mean, that's how a lot of these that people mention to me is like, well, I've got a yard. Can we put something there instead of like somebody being like, hey, you've got grass. We could put something really cool there. It's the other way around. It's very casual. Like, well, I'm no artist, but I know something cool would be nice to have there. And so you're right. I think a lot of that work has been done from people before and you know, the risks that people took. And now it's,
well, all those people that go out and it's the hardest part is getting it rolling, you know, and then not that the rest of it's easy. It's just then you can kind of, it's easier to get somebody, you know, it's a whole, if you build it, they will come thing.
Right. Yeah. You don't have to sell the idea.
But when I see like really kind of unbelievably creative young people like that getting put in charge of organizations to be, well, it's exciting.
It is exciting. I'm very happy about
Congratulations to the whole Goss family.
Yeah. Yeah. Talented artists.
All very different.
Yeah, they are. Oh, yeah, they very much
in their
are.
Art. But good stuff. All right. So I want everybody to know, particularly the people who have followed me on LinkedIn from Grand Canyon University and to our local person who lives here and works there. I was with you. They won their very first NCAA tournament game ever in the history of the school.
Cool.
I watched last night as they played Alabama. I was rooting so hard. It was the most awkward basketball game I've ever seen in my life. I am not an expert at all. There were 5 assists total in that entire game for both teams.
Total?
It was just slammed into bodies flying everywhere.
A lot of isolation ball, huh?
And they were in it, right? Like literally they were in it. And when it got back, like the game was finally over and I stayed with the Lopes the whole way, rooting for him, physical, tough. I think it was 72-61 was the final score, and it was closer than that to like the last few minutes. They go to the guys.
Chuckster and those guys.
And Chuck says, that was the dumbest game I've ever seen.
I'm sorry, America.
Yeah, I don't know what sport. I played basketball a long time.
You know, any dig he can put at Alabama being an Auburn guy is a big deal for him, but still.
Oh, you know he was rooting for the Lopes.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was with you all the way to the end. And nice job getting your first win. And it gave
something
me a reason to watch
on
last night and root for.
Yeah, cool. Something to build on.
Had fun. All right, let's take a break. When we get back here, we have also an event going on with the College of Aces that I want to tell you about, because it is going to be open to the public. And I don't know if you know this person's name. There's a film about her. She's a U of I graduate. It's just a very interesting piece, and we'll tell you all about it on the other side of the break. So let's do the weather, 3-day forecast, back with more right after this.
Today, showers are likely mainly after 5 p.m., mostly cloudy, high of 62. Tonight, showers and a chance of thunderstorms, low of 51. And wind gusts that could go as high as 48 miles per hour. Tuesday, more chances of rain, more chances of thunderstorms, and that wind will be back, partly sunny, high of 56. Wednesday, mostly sunny, high near 46. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 54 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:26.
For 24 years, the Community Foundation of Macon County has connected the philanthropic goals of donors with community needs. This is Chris Lutt, Foundation Board Chair, and I'm honored to share that we have a new name, the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation. We've grown to over 400 funds established by individuals, families, businesses, agencies, and organizations to benefit a variety of community causes. Because of donor generosity, we've surpassed $50 million in awarded grants and scholarships, and in addition to serving Macon County, we've now grown to serve neighboring counties, Piatt and Moultrie, in the heart of central Illinois. We're creating a better future through philanthropy that allows all to live, learn, work, and thrive. If you are interested in learning how you can work with the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation, call today at 217-429-3000 or visit our website at heartofillinois.org.
Experience Milliken University firsthand during a campus visit day on Saturday, April 20th. Tour campus to see where you'll live and learn. Explore top-ranked majors and programs and find your fit through athletics, performing arts, and more than 75 student clubs and organizations. Along with important admission information, you'll learn how the new Milliken Tuition Promise makes your private education affordable. You can even submit your free application for admission on the spot. RSVP for the April 20th campus visit day at milliken.edu/visit.
Federal authorities are now pressuring banks to spy on the transactions of conservatives. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is yet another reason why you need a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word SAFEGUARD to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Secure your IRA or 401k right now. Text SAFEGUARD to 989898 right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com. Come on.
One more. 5-1, baby.
We are back here on a Monday. Hope you're having a great start to your week as we continue with the big program. Lots coming up this week. Lots coming up over the next few weeks. I'm very excited about stuff I can't talk about right now, but we'll be able to soon. Think you're going to really, really enjoy it. I want to thank Heinkel's for doing our countdown to opening day. We gave away a lot of meat. And I hope everyone enjoyed that. Maybe you won your thing and bought a little more, support the cause. But however you received your prize, congratulations and thanks to Wes and the entire crew for doing that. Spring training went by fast.
Yeah, and the season's here. And like I said, the we've already had games that have counted over there in Korea, which were a hit.
Yeah.
And then the Dodgers coming home, and the Cardinals will start off there.
Yeah, they're starting over. Yeah, they're not doing opening day at Busch Stadium yet.
That's
they'll be
next
out on the
Thursday.
West Coast, which means it'll be crazy time trying to watch that. So anyway, I'm rooting for the Cardinals. I want them to have a good year. I don't have, you know, really any big expectations, but we'll see. Sometimes that's when you get surprised. Sometimes you can bring too much hype to the table. All right, we'll take a break for bottom of the hour news. Back with more after this.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Jesse Heating and Air. Great products and great people, treating you the way you want to be treated since 1979. Decatur Public Schools will have a summer sign-up event and community resource fair on April 11th at MacArthur High School from 4:30 to 6:30. Families can sign up, DPS students K through 12, for community enrichment programs this summer. DPS will pay up to $350 per student toward registration and fees. You can split the $350 between as many or as few programs as you want your student to attend. Community resource partners will also be on hand to connect families to available services and benefit programs. The Village of Forsyth held its Easter egg hunt over the weekend at Forsyth Park. The hunt was divided into sections based on age and grade level. The Easter Bunny also dropped by. Check out the photos on the Now Decatur Facebook page. And check out our website for more stories, podcasts, and videos. We're located online at nowdecatur.com.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump's in court in New York City this morning for a hearing about his criminal trial there.
His attorneys are expected to ask for another postponement. He has pleaded not guilty to charges of falsifying business records. Prosecutors say was part of an effort to keep adult film star Stormy Daniels from going public in the run-up to the 2016 presidential election.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Four men accused in the mass shooting and arson at a concert in Moscow, Russia, killing at least 137 people, appear in court looking like they've been beaten in custody.
The men are aged between 19 and 32, all identified in Russian media as citizens of Tajikistan. ISIS has claimed responsibility for what was the deadliest attack on Russian soil in years. Today's been declared a national day of mourning.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Boeing CEO says he'll step down at the end of the year. The company's dealing with safety and quality concerns. America's listening to Fox News.
The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. Early bird drawing is April 12th, and final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at sttmega.com.
The Florida portion of spring training has ended for the Cardinals as they fall to the Astros yesterday 9-4 at Cacti Park of the Palm Beaches. Lance Lynn makes his final spring training start and allows 6 runs on 7 hits in 4 and a third innings, throwing better than 80 pitches. The Cardinals are down 9-0 in the 7th, with very few major leaguers still in the game when they push across 4 runs to get to the final score. The only Cardinal with multiple hits is minor leaguer R.J. Yeager, who has 2 hits, including a 2-run double in the 7th. The Cardinals wrap up Grapefruit League play with a record of 11-12-5 as they start to head west, but spring training is not yet over. Up next is a 2-day stop in Mesa, Arizona, where they'll play 2 Cactus League games against the Cubs. The first of the 2 games is this afternoon and will feature Steven Matz making his final spring training start before Kyle Gibson will start the spring training finale on Tuesday. Today's game will be heard across the Cardinals Radio Network, with coverage beginning at 2:55. For the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Matt Pauley.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Monday. Hope you're having a great start to your week. Someone called, you talked to a nice woman who said what?
That she was watching the game, and at the beginning, the commentators behind the desk.
Saturday night's game?
Yeah. Okay. Not the studio ones, but the ones calling the game did address Terrence Shannon Jr.'s pending situation.
Good. I didn't hear that.
At the beginning, at the outset. Or real close to it.
That's their job.
Yep.
That's all I've said about any of this is that, you know, it is still a thing, and this is a thing over here, and you just, one isn't mutually exclusive from the other. I did not hear that, and I've not heard, I mean, I've watched enough of this to they're not playing it up, I can tell you that.
That's right, yeah, and, you know, mentioning at the outset, you know,
that's like a disclaimer. I think that the only thing I've talked about or felt is that I kind of have a disclaimer on myself as I'm watching this.
Yep.
Right. And I know people just, they don't want to hear that. I mean, we never want to accept that there's potential for any bad behavior on our side in politics and sports and whatever. Right.
Yeah. It's,
and that's why everybody gets away with everything. Because there's no universal agreement about what should be or shouldn't be. It's like, well, no, if it's our side, it's justified. If it's your side, the worst case scenario.
Or if enough time passes, we tend to.
Oh, for sure. And by the way, the biggest hypocrisy of all is not the fan base. And it's not even necessarily the player. It's the people who use the system to act like they're trying to do the thing when really people only care about the money.
That's right.
I mean, isn't that the ultimate hypocrisy in all of it?
It absolutely can be.
Whether that's the college, the NCAA, the networks, I mean, everybody.
Right.
Or else we wouldn't even be talking about this.
Right.
And that was the argument. I'm going to call it an argument this morning. It's just, I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade. It's just amazing to me how many people get on a bandwagon and just wipe out like that just didn't even happen.
Yeah, you didn't make a cloud. It's a cloud that already exists, made by the actions or inactions of people.
Yeah.
So at a night in Kansas,
I wasn't
many months ago.
In a bar in Kansas.
September, I believe, even.
Making the cloud. But I know people, it's almost, it's a weird thing because you see it like in like the presidential election. You know, you'll see it in like sports, you know, where you'll talk yourself out of anything if the team's winning.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and even
Cardinals fans, we did it with Mark McGwire, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, the rest of those guys. Well, we have Barry Bonds. We don't like him. He's not a likable guy. Mark McGwire's a likable guy. Yeah, they're both cheating.
Yep.
And if you had said that at the time, Cardinals fans would have lost their minds with you, right?
I was waiting tables during that run. And I'm not kidding you, Brian. It could be the middle of a Friday night rush with people lined outside the door. And the whole thing stopped if he was up to bat.
Oh,
the whole thing.
I mean, networks went to ESPN. ESPN, no matter what it was doing, went to the at-bat, right?
Yep.
And I get that we were all charged up about that because there's nothing more exciting than hitting a bunch of home runs in baseball. Mm-hmm. There are purists out there, probably like the Tim Kaines of the world, that like to see a 2-1 game going all the way into the ninth. Most of us just want to see bombs.
Yep.
Right?
And history and nostalgia.
And there's the Maris family in the crowd and all of that, right? Yeah. But they were cheating flat out.
Yeah.
And at the time, I remember, you know, it would be one, like if you were a Cubs fan, nope, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa wouldn't cheat. And the exact opposite if you were a Cardinals fan. And then everybody agreed on Bonds.
You know, the other day we talked about the goofy experience of Wrigley Field. I think one of the very first times that I went, and it might have been the very first time that I went, I got there in the first inning and there was a kerfuffle at the home plate. Sosa was up to bat and the game kind of stopped for 2 or 3 minutes. No technology on the board at that time.
Right.
People with a radio trying to figure out. This is the cork bat game. I was there for the cork bat game, which was another form of cheating.
Absolutely.
It's so habitual. And then that dude was allowed to just keep coming lying back to the trough.
And then there are some sports where cheating is not only allowed, it's encouraged.
Encouraged.
So I get it.
And on your behalf and my own, we're not comparing
the severity of anything.
We're just talking about how we conditionally let things
how
go.
How we will, if we're winning, politics, sports, whatever it might be, we will look through a very clouded lens about our own people.
That's right.
And we've gotten to this point in this country where I think it's a dangerous point overall, where you will excuse any behavior if it means your side advancing at all, and then you will condemn every behavior if it means their side not advancing. And we can't, that cannot stand over time.
Yeah, at big levels, at throwaway levels like entertainment, at politics, and your own personal relationships.
And when you totally buy into the ends justify the means, meaning anything goes to get that thing, presidential election, NCAA title, World Series, home run record, you insert whatever, the thing, then we are weaker overall as a country because we won't just call bad for bad and good for good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what I see going on a lot. Not that you have to talk about it the entire game or even asking, but the denial in which people just throw out, stuff.
Yeah.
Is kind of crazy.
Yep.
But you see it. I mean, we've seen it for the last 4 years in politics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, facts don't matter.
Right.
At all. It's just your gut, your emotion, your feeling. And I'm not really feeling this. I'll be rooting for the Illini Thursday at 9 o'clock.
Yeah?
I will.
How cool would it be for them to...
Oh, it's already cool.
It is cool.
That kid scored 30... There's only been three Illini basketball players in the history of the program to have 30 or more points in an NCAA game. Frank and Darren Williams. And right now, him.
It's and he's projected to be he originally was a late first rounder. I've seen him mocked up as high as 12 to the Bulls, which the order's not even set. But
no, but when you what I saw watching that team Saturday night is when they learned not to ride his coattails, they became a much better team.
Yeah,
and they have a lot of weapons. And if he plays unselfish the way he did, they have the ability offensively to beat anyone.
Yeah. I don't think,
and they're playing better defense. That was the hangup.
Yeah, he's a college star that is probably NBA ready, meaning he could step in and be a very solid role player right away without the learning curve because he plays like a 5 year, 6 year kind of guy. But exciting right now at this level.
Yeah, the whole team. I tell you, Dane Danger, I don't think has missed a basket in the first two games.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I mean, they are, and they're fun to watch too. Now
the style of play is fun to watch.
I like his coaching. I do.
Yeah. He seems kind of a little goofy to me.
He's a little goofy, but I think he knows basketball, X's and O's.
I think he does too. What I like about him from just a peripheral level is you got guys and their systems and they will not give up the system, even if it means costing them their own jobs. Like they can't adapt to what they have versus what they want.
That's right.
And they try to put square pegs in round holes and at a high level.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, why are you, I mean, you gotta, these are the guys you have.
Yeah.
And if they don't fit into your system, you need to be able to change your system.
That's right. And I think he has a very, he's a very nice guy and he seems dialed into, philanthropy and behavior and stuff. And so I think he has core principles he won't come off of. But in terms of basketball, I think he knows that it has to give and take. You don't have 3-point shooters. You're not a 3-point shooting team. You can't rebound. You better figure out a way to make it the first time. I mean, that's the gist of it. I think he's a good coach.
I look at that Alabama Grand Canyon game. It's like no one's coming off this. Just run into each
other. Gosh. Five assists?
It was fun to watch. Our bodies were just going everywhere. It looked like MMA than it did basketball.
Did you see an MMA fighter got bit this weekend?
I did. I heard he got a bonus or something for it.
Did he?
There was some kind of thing.
Oh, my goodness. I thought he got disqualified.
No, I'm talking about the one that got bit.
Oh, for being the recipient.
Yeah.
I was like, if you give me $1 million to bite a guy.
Igor Severino, released by the UFC for biting opponent.
Yeah.
And
I mean, it's unbelievable that you'd do that.
I don't know. Hasn't that precedent already been set at the highest level of sports?
I've got a picture of that ear, but right next to it.
I don't know why you'd want a picture of that.
I mean of me with the ear.
No, I know. I don't know why shorter. You'd want a picture of that.
It's one of my favorite boxers.
Really?
Vander, love him.
You talk about a sad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, UFC fighter receives massive bonus. He was originally going to get $25,000 from White.
Oh, did he get the whole purse?
But after tattooing the bite, he doubled it to $50,000. Oh. So now he's going to have that bite within the rest of his life.
Attaboy, Dana. Celebrate the worst of your sport.
He's so successful, but such a meathead.
Yep.
And you can be those things simultaneously.
Do you watch his slap league?
No. I got to believe more in human beings than that.
Yeah.
And I know that's drawing a line, and you can argue where that line is. Like, you know, the physicality of whatever. Oh, do you watch boxing? Not so much anymore. I think what I know now about brain damage and people that do it for a long time, UFC, all of that, I don't have a passion for any of it anymore. Does that sound?
No.
And I'm not saying stop it. If people want to do what I'm not like campaigning against, I'm just less comfortable watching it.
Yeah.
And the slapping thing just seems like, at its best, as brutal as it is, they called boxing the sweet science, you know, because there was so much skill in it and strategy. And at the end of the day, brutal. And all you had to do was look at Muhammad Ali, you know, at the last 25 years of his life, to take a brilliant mind and turn it into mush because he just didn't know when to quit and got hit too many times. But to compare that to some two dudes just slapping the crap out of each other. It's like taking down, it's like we're going to our like basic, like interest, like in everything. Like how low of a base can we have?
Yeah, no defense. Defense is boring. No movement. No running away. Just knock me till I can't stand anymore.
Yeah, that has zero interest. I know that it probably in some visceral level is exciting for people to watch. I saw down in spring break, I don't know, Fort Lauderdale, somewhere where the hottest shot going, meaning a drink shot, was $30. And what happened was you do the shot, this female bartender pours a glass of water on you and slaps you in the head.
Pass.
People were just standing in line for this.
They had slapped. Can pay somebody to slap.
Pay somebody to throw water in your face, drink a shot, and get slapped.
Okay.
This is what human behavior tells us about human behavior.
No, thanks.
I mean, that was literally last week I read that story.
Oh, my goodness.
And then you wonder why these cities don't want spring break anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And then everybody goes, whoa, what do you mean? We're just kids having fun. Yeah, I wouldn't have done that.
Jacking yourself up. Some regret.
She says she's pulling her punches, but I watched the video. I think she's having a blast doing this and making a lot of money. And these stupid, idiotic guys are lining up around the block to pay for it.
See if they can just take it.
I don't know. I don't know. Why would I can't understand that. I don't have any comprehension.
People like to be part of something, but you'd probably be part of something else.
Yeah. Are we out of somethings?
There's a lot of somethings. A lot of somethings. There's probably a parade going by. Just hop in.
I mean, it's spring break. I'm sure there's a lot of things that are going on.
You don't have to get slapped. can avoid that wholeheartedly.
It's what they do.
Wow.
It is what they do. So back to the Tom Izzo thing. I'm not your basketball fan, so I'm not the guy you're playing to, unless you're trying to make the tournament so big that it brings in a whole bunch of people to the tent that aren't normally there. That would be me. And I'm sure that's what the game plan is. But if you take out the people that I got to Google to find out who they are, like Grand Canyon University, I have less interest in watching your product.
And you know, even if you go, you end up with a 16 seed in there that loses by 50 points. Every now and again, you get a 15 seed in there that wins two games in the tournament. There's not very many that squeak in, and you don't know until they play. They only can beat the teams that they play all year. That's it. You know, and so to disqualify them on some sort of prestige.
But doesn't it seem so whiny?
It is very whiny. And also the thing is leveling out. they're washing out with NIL and all this going on now. They're not building four-year pedigree programs anymore.
I know, but here's my question, and I don't have anything against Michigan State, but if I'm paying a guy $6.2 million a year to coach basketball, then you got to beat Nevada, George Mason, Middle Tennessee, right?
Yes. If they don't deserve to be there, there's no way you can lose
to them.
There's no way you can lose to them.
Right. But that's what makes – I mean, that's half the fun.
It is half the fun. And you take a team like the Illini that – take Terrence Shannon away, and they're like a 10 or 11 feeling team, right? And you add a superstar who was at Texas Tech for 3 years, now is on the Illini, and now they are a 3 seed vying serious.
Now, you can go back to 1984, and there were 10 mid and lower major teams that were made to play in 5 play-in games to reach the main field, right? Automatic bid spent much of the 1980s in jeopardy. So, I mean, there's been movement in this. It hasn't been just static forever.
Yeah.
But why mess with it? You've just now, through the first week, had more viewers than the history of the NCAA tournament.
There's 68 teams, and I'll tell you this. There is more desire for 72 teams than there are 64. They want more teams. Mm-hmm. We want it.
I agree. I mean, to me, when normal television viewing is going down, you just had the best opening weekend in the history
of the thing. It's working, Tom.
Yeah.
Sorry your team isn't.
Yeah. It may not be working for Michigan State, but it's working for everybody else.
Yeah.
Just stop. You can't be the guy on top of the mountain complaining about the upsets for the little guys. The little guys are what most people care about, unless it's their team playing the little guys.
Yeah.
Kind of what we've been talking about all day.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's, well, I got to get rid of them. Well, go out and win.
And beat them. Get rid of them.
Been the Illini's
literally
problem.
Send them home.
The last couple of years.
Show them they never belonged there. Beat them by 55.
Yeah. Absolutely. Do what South Carolina did. Oh, my God. That team is... It's going to be... I hope that... all roads lead to Rome, you know, here for literally the idea of the matchups that you'd like to see on the women's side.
Yep.
Now, that's kind of counterintuitive to what we just talked about. But the tournament's midway, right?
We're new to it. It's star-driven by people learning about it. And so you want to see those matchups of the things. Yeah. And if Cinderella sneaks in there and you learn that story, too, then you can switch. You don't have any deep allegiance.
One of the things that I liked about Caitlin Clark not having a great game, and I'm sure she didn't, and like I said, not having a great game at the end of the game ends up being, I think, 2 rebounds shy of a triple-double.
Right.
Would be great for most people. But she just wasn't hot in the shooting and all that.
Chippy. She was in her head a little bit.
But you get to hear and find out so much more about the talented teammates she has. Because you're not going out there as one person and winning all these games.
No. Nope. Especially as the tournament progresses.
Well, but what I'm saying is I've watched enough of them this year, right?
Yep.
To know, literally, they've got some really talented players, and the team is fun. And then you look at this LSU team. They have a lot of players. Yeah. The South Carolina team, they got a lot of players.
Yep.
And, man, they play some basketball.
I wonder if some of these names are going to end up in the WNBA, but it'll be interesting to see if any of them land in the Olympics. Probably not too many, but they might end up on those 3-on-3 teams,
mm-hmm.
and we might get to see them in the Olympics side by side going for a gold medal.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that even LSU's coach, who seems like really strange to me, she got into it with the whole mask and COVID and all that, you know, and then she got into it with, you know, she suspended her star player, but then wouldn't talk about it. She hates the media. I guess a little bit of drama goes a long way, but there's also this Bob Knight thing about her where it's always about her.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I don't think that's really, I mean, she's the national champion, right? You can't take that away, but there's something really annoying about her. Like,
I think you can work in college, though.
But here's the thing.
Go ahead.
She says, I told this guy 2 years ago I'd never talk to him. And then she says, he gave me 3 days to respond, which isn't fair.
Right.
And right before a tip-off. 20 days to respond.
Right.
Gosh. I mean, if you're going to go after the media, which you have to have, it's a mutual beneficial relationship. You know, you don't get the media coverage. You don't bring the audience that the, I mean, it, you have to have both.
Yeah.
And I've yet to hear a coach threaten to sue a reporter, an award winning, I mean, Associated right. Press, like three books award winning, and about literally a book he wrote about the football coach at LSU, that the bad quotes in the book came from the chancellor of the school, not him.
Yeah.
That's a weird fight.
Well, she called it a hit piece.
I haven't read the book, but I did go a little further beyond her just calling it a hit piece. The hit stuff in the book came from the university she works for.
It was sourced.
Yeah. Which I thought was odd.
I think the reason what I was going to say briefly was that I think in college, a lot of them will go, sling all your arrows at me. I'm protecting my flock. You know, and you can't do that at the NBA. You can't do it at the next level. But I think she's trying to do that sort of thing.
Yeah, but she's not writing a book about the players or about her.
I know. I'm just saying her overall positioning is.
She's annoying. and maybe that's good for basketball. You got to have characters. You got to have, you know, Bob Knight was really good for basketball until he wasn't.
Yeah.
And that was way sooner than when it ended. But.
Yeah.
Eventually. So, you know, she's still talking about the fight with South Carolina. I know they're going to be chippy. It's going to be fun. They're going to score a lot of points. There's a lot of talent. And whatever that final bracket looks like, it will be fun to watch.
I think so. There's a lot of talent left.
And I think same thing on the men's side. But for the first time, we're talking about the women's side at in the same comparison.
Yep.
Which is great for women's sports. All right. One last break. And when we get back here, I guess we're not done. Our opening day isn't until next week.
Our home
opening game.
Yeah. But they start with the Dodgers this Thursday and then a week later.
So we're giving away more meat this week.
Yeah. All the way up to, we're counting down to opening day.
All right. My bad. That's actually turns out to be your good. Someone's going to win. We'll be back.
Hickory Point Bank is invested in Central Illinois for the long haul, for every customer, for every community, for a strong future. They know that through charitable donations and volunteer efforts, local charities and nonprofit organizations can have a positive impact on individuals in need and improve opportunities for people in the communities we call home. At Hickory Point Bank, investing is who they are, what they are, and why they are. HPB in Action is about colleagues shaping their neighborhoods and engaging with their neighbors through community giving and community action. They realize that with collective efforts, they can make real change happen in the communities in which we all work and live. Each month, Hickory Point Bank will highlight these efforts with Community Invested, a live segment with Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and podcasts available online at nowdecatur.com. Hickory Point Bank, Community Invested, member FDIC.
A primary care physician from Memorial Care can help you better manage your medications. Having one provider who knows your health can help ensure your meds are working together. Physicians in Decatur are accepting new patients. Visit memorial.health today. Isn't it time you start having regular checkups? A primary care physician from Memorial Care can help detect illness early and help you plan for future wellness. Physicians in the Decatur area are accepting new patients. Visit memorial.health today.
Finally, a place in Decatur to catch every big game and root on all your favorite teams in a welcoming family atmosphere. Hot Shots in downtown Decatur is the place to be. Enjoy happy hour every day, Monday through Friday from 3 until 6, and get the Big 3, the MVP burger, a 9-inch pizza, or 6 boneless wings for only $4 each. Also, ask about their Beer of the Month specials. Located downtown at 237 North Main, open daily for lunch at 11 a.m. and staying open to be your late night spot until 2 a.m. Hot Shots, the place for sports.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
When you wake up in the morning. Back here, our final minute. By the way, if you missed any of the show today, we have the entire show podcast hour by hour or by interview at nowdecatur.com or anywhere you get your podcast, driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group, and we appreciate their continued support. All right, our first winner of
Lisa
this week
and
our
today.
Final week. Lisa?
Yep.
What's up
for grabs? Jalapeno cheese wieners.
My favorite.
Yep. Big win today.
All right. We'll be giving away Heinkel's meat. You can get signed up for free at nowdecatur.com. Tomorrow morning, we'll be back in action 6 to 9 as usual. Of course, we're there for you podcast-wise and everywhere else. Whether you're listening on radio or streaming on your phone or device, we're happy to have you with us. We'll have Kyle and Dale and the folks from Heart.
Oh, Heart of Illinois Community Foundation. I'm
just
sorry.
Just checking to make sure you knew.
I know it.
All right. We'll have a big show. A lot of stuff to announce. All right, that's it for us. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
WSOY Decatur and W277 DB Decatur. WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Jesse Heating and Air. Great products and great people treating you the way you want to be treated since 1979. Former Governor Rod Blagojevich will still be barred from holding state or local office in Illinois after a federal judge's ruling last week. Judge Steven Seeger wrote that the suit was a publicity stunt and channeled Dr. Seuss in telling him the time has come, the time is now, just go, 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 I don't care how. Seeger added Blagojevich never should have filed the lawsuit, and it was littered with legal problems, including the fact that federal courts have no bearing on a state legislature's decision to impeach a governor. The Decatur Park District will host its annual Critter Egg Hunt at Scoville Zoo Saturday from 1 to 2. It's free for kids from the ages.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.